AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Leaders of the world's major economies ended a summit this morning by endorsing free trade. Just moments ago, the president thanked the Chinese president for hosting the event. And President Obama said it gave the two leaders of the United States and China a chance to talk with each other.
We agreed to advance our cooperation across a range of issues, including climate change, global health and development, peacekeeping, counter-narcotics, and nuclear security.
In a joint statement, President Obama and China's leader Xi Jinping and the leaders of Britain, Japan, Russia, and the other group of 20 economies promised to work toward boosting sluggish global growth. They also promised to promote innovation and work to strengthen the global financial system. A tropical storm warning is in effect from Long Island, Massachusetts, fouling up the last day of the long holiday weekend for so many vacationers. The National Hurricane Center's John Kangelowski.
Rainfall is not a huge concern, just about 1 to 2 inches is projected for coastal Massachusetts. And for wind, there could be some increase in winds, possibly to tropical storm force.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both in battleground Ohio today. He is joining a roundtable with union members in Cleveland. She will be at a Labor Day festival in Cleveland with union leaders and with union workers as well. Violence spread through government territory in Syria today with a string of bombings that authorities say have killed at least 38 people there. State media reports explosions in the coastal city of Tartus, the central city of Homs, and the suburbs of the capital of Damascus and the northeastern city of Haskaya are the ones that were at risk. This is AP Radio News. You're not the only one returning home from a Labor Day holiday today. Congress returns to Washington tomorrow and is dealing with a big challenge, says our Jerry Boatlander.
The government runs out of money at the end of the month. And since neither the House nor the Senate is even halfway toward passing all the necessary appropriations bills, a stopgap funding bill will be needed to avoid a shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has indicated Democrats will only go along with an extension of a few months.
We are not doing anything in the next year.
That would force another vote during a lame duck session. Also high on the to-do list is finding a way to provide more money to fight the Zika virus. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Four species of the great ape are now only one step away from extinction. This is according to a new report released over the weekend at the World Conservation Congress in Hawaii. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.